full devotion. Like, we're not talking about half-hearted stuff here. He's saying, no, you're either all in or you're not. There's no in-between. You can't be in-between with this, because this is everything. But if you're all in, that's gonna branch out to every avenue of your life.
Hello, welcome to Unscripted Scripture. Sitting in the corner of his room, we have, weighing in at 185 pounds, the co-host champion of podcast, Jack Drummond.
Thank you.
And in the corner at Junietta, weighing in at a weight I'm not going to guess, is our producer, Abigail Chuck Drummond. Yeah. And announcing for you, the one and only Zachary Aaron Gaia. Welcome to Unscripted Scripture, guys.
We're doing this right now. We're getting booze from our studio audience is here. Yeah. Thanks for coming, guys. Everybody clap. Oh, you guys are so sweet. Clapping for us.
My yay.
Oh. Yay. All right.
Guys, we are here. We need to make a shirt that says we are here. Because we always say we are here.
I just got married.
Jack, we're not doing jokes again. Let me
do a joke first before you talk about your marriage.
Okay, go ahead.
How does Jesus make tea?
I don't know, Jack. What? How does Jesus make tea?
He brews it. What? He brews it.
He brews it. What?
He brews. What the fuck?
Our audience is not laughing at all. They're just sitting
so
there,
funny.
Like so stale faced. That was all right, Jack. That was better than last week's. Maybe.
Tell me about what happened in your life recently, Zach.
Yeah, so I just got married, guys. It was a fantastic time. No, we're actually recording 2 weeks before.
We're recording before.
So this is going to come out after I get married.
Dude,
the day
married
after.
When this comes live.
But, oh my goodness. I'll be on a plane.
That's crazy.
To get to my honeymoon, which is in Colorado. Shout out Colorado.
All our Colorado listeners.
Yeah, Flex.
Zach Geyer's
Flex
coming
in Colorado.
Soon, so get ready for the autographs.
Yeah, get ready. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
We'll meet up. We'll link in. So just hit me up. I got an Instagram. Yeah. But yeah, guys, we are talking about, Jack said in the last podcast, gave it a little tidbit, sneak peek, but devotion. Obviously, you know, because you clicked on it.
What does that mean? What, you know, a bunch of you probably like, what? I don't know what that means, Zach and Jack. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it? Okay, we'll tell you a little bit about it. So,
okay,
Zach, what do you think when we look at devotion? What is that? What comes to mind there when you think about this idea for you?
Yeah, so devoted, like, all right. So, well, first I asked Jack before the podcast, I was like, so are we talking about the waking up at 6 a.m., getting down, reading my Bible devotions, or are we talking about, like, I'm devoted to God devotions? And he's like, well, both. Why is it not both? And I was like, I just need a direction. And he's like, no, it's both. So, yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah,
to devotions.
One,
what's your answer?
One goes off of the other. So when we talk about a devoted life is overarching, and then through this devoted life, you have your devotionals, your devotional time with God. You have your prayer time with God and all these other elements of how we live out our faith every day. So we're just going to be talking today about how Zach and I look at that, how we struggle with that, and maybe some parts of the Bible that kind of give us encouragement on how to maintain a devoted life towards God. Because that's why we're here. It's why we live, to give him glory. And so we're going to figure out, how do we do that better? Because you could always be doing it better, you know?
Well, I think we should start with talking about our struggles.
Okay, I like that.
So struggle for me is waking up not waking up early, but making that my priority in the morning to be devoted to God, opening up my Bible and be like, okay, God, what do you want to give me today? I mean, or have a plan. Like if you have a plan, like, okay, this is December 31st. So I am going to read this, Bible verse. But I guess the hardest, the struggle for me is when I'm off devotion, like, I go on phases where I'm like, oh God, you're so good. I can't wait to get up in the morning with you. Just read your word, like just fill me. And then I'll go like a week later and I'm like on my phone, scrolling through Twitter when I wake up, looking at those Instagram likes. And it's a phase. And so how does God win? And I think it's by having a plan the night before. Which I guess I'm getting into my tips, but yeah, that's one of my struggles is
That's keeping
good. God a habit.
Yeah, I think that's a big struggle for anyone. Because it is habitual. Is that the word? Yeah, habitual.
I guess.
And it is. At first, like, I think a devoted life, at first, it seems like a chore. All these things that we're told we have to do in order to grow in our relationship with Him, it seems tedious and seems like a task. But if He's really in your heart and He's really pumping, you know, it becomes a joy. It's a love. It's what I wake up and I want to do it. I wake up and I feel sick to my stomach when I don't do it. And both you and me, I think we both experienced that. Like, it's not always like that though. We have lulls. We have times where, we lose sight of God and we aren't waking up in the Word, like you said. And, I know for me, like the days that I am focused on it before bed and I'm ready to like jump in His word right away or pray right when I wake up the next day, I'm super pumped and I go to bed like loving that, waking up, going to bed on fire for God, waking up on fire for God. But then I think my weakness is throughout the day when the weight of the world catches up to me and things start either not going my way or even going my way, and I forget to keep talking to God, to keep that relationship going through every circumstance, because we're called to continually pray. It's not just a one-time thing in the morning. It's all the time throughout the day. And I feel like sometimes I've been like praying in the morning and that, all right, box is checked. I'm good to go. You know, I got, I got the sun shining on me today. And that's not the case at all. Like, you could pray the best prayer of your life in the morning and have the worst day of your life immediately after that, you know? Because the devil still is greater than us. He's stronger than us. But with the Holy Spirit, always on our hearts and always on our minds, He's not. And so that's where I think I struggle the most. Still struggle sometimes, like you said, to wake up and jump into it, because that definitely not always on that. But that's the goal, man. That's the real goal, right?
Right. I feel like when I was younger, before I got into college, when I was in high school, I was like, oh, I can't wait till I'm graduated. Then it'll be easier for me to jump in the Word. I can have my own schedule. And like, it's just me and God, man. Me and God. I just got to get out of this school life, this high school, because I have to wake up too early and my schedule is too whack. So let me just get out of high school. Well, I got out of high school and I was like, whoa, this is even more whack than high school. Like, high school is like, you have to go to school at this time and you get to go home at this time, and it's structured. And then once you get into college, you know, you have a class at 10 o'clock one day and then you have one at 8 o'clock the next, and it's not the same thing every day. Yeah. And that's where you break your habit. So figuring out where you are at in this life, like making a routine in this life, I think is a big thing, finding that God time. And everyone says it should be the morning. I feel like every good Christian, every strong Christian, their God time's in the morning. But if you can give God your 10 minutes at night, like before you go to bed, maybe for some reason that helps you out. Like, I've had some great times with God at night and just like slept like a baby's sleep. And I think it's just finding the time, like putting it in. If you make a daily thing, like, okay, on Wednesdays I do this, this, and this, like making sure God time is in there.
It's the first thing you write down in your schedule, you know, and then the rest of your schedule molds around that. And like you said, even if we're not studying scripture right in the morning, we have to be talking with God always. That's an ongoing thing through the day. You always have to be talking to him, and because he's your source of comfort. He's your source of guidance, direction throughout the day. And so we can't like wait for the evening to talk to God. I'm going to go through this day alone without him. And then evening, that's my God time. That's not real, you know. The scripture, like focused studying scripture, that's good. That can happen in the night, but praying is consistent, man.
Yeah, don't be afraid to pencil it in. Pen it in. Sharpie it in. Yeah, sharpie it in.
I want to go through something that you and me have both studied and looked at our whole lives through youth group. It's something, I don't know if other churches do this, but our youth pastor would throw this acronym on us all the time. It's about a fully devoted follower of Christ follows this six steps here. It spells out habits.
I knew you were going to do this. Did you? Yes.
Dude,
yeah.
It's huge. And so first he's saying that a fully devoted follower of Christ, it's one step at a time, and it's with huge amount of accountability. Your twos and threes, the two or three people that you can depend on to lay everything out to and talk to and cry to and hold, those are the people that are going to help you grow in your faith, and do not lose them. Do not, you know, fall away from them. They're huge. And so with them and with your own walk, there's these six things that spell out habits. And the first is H, is hang time. Your hang time with God is your individual time spent with him. That's in prayer. That's why it's number one, dude. It's like, that is the number one thing. You're always talking to God. But it also can be like going on walks or distancing yourself, which is something that Jesus does regularly throughout his ministry. He's always going away from the disciples and praying on his own, because he needs that, because he needs to be free from the distractions and just focus on God. And that's big. Zach, do you know what the A is in habits?
Accountability.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Accountability.
So we talked about this a while back in our old podcast, but are you being purposeful and are you being truthful when you meet with your twos and threes? That's huge. Like, because our walk isn't alone. It's with those people that we're able to confess our sins to. And those people that are going to tell you when you're wrong. They tell you when you're struggling, like, you need to, hey, I think you need to work on this. Or, hey, I've noticed you've been doing this lately. How's that going with you? Those people are your real, real accountability partners. And we got to seek those out. If you don't have them, reach out to us at Unscripted Scripture. We will be your partners. We will talk with you. We'll pray for you. But that's super important too. The B is Bible memorization, which that's something that I don't do well enough at. Bible memorization is something I really struggle with. I don't make that a huge priority in my life, but I think it's very crucial. Yeah, so Bible memorization, that's where we were at. And that's like something I'm definitely not good at, something I do not take as a high priority, but it's really important, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's super important because... Well, why do you think it's important? And then I'll say why I think it's important.
Because I think if I'm faced with a fact, like if I'm in the moment of we'll say sin, I'm like, oh, crap. Like Jesus sent his son to save me. Maybe I should not do this sin right now. Like if Jesus is that mighty where he sent his son, that's the first Bible verse that popped into my head.
Yeah.
Or if you're walking next to someone on the street and they're like, hey, I'm really going through this, or like a friend, I guess, is a better example. And you're like, yo, Jeremiah 19:11, like, nothing, there is nothing that God cannot do. Like, stuff like that yeah. where you can use it in your lives, and they're like, oh wow, like, okay, maybe this, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a place of like reason? Knowing, yeah, knowing, like you said, like knowing where, what to turn to when you're struggling with something, or even when something good happens. Like, man, like, I'm really thinking of this verse right now. You know, it's some verses just stick with you through that, like through and through. Just there's so many through every experience has one that kind of pops up. But I think once we, if you can dive into the scripture more, then that just happens more often. If you're devoted to like knowing the verses and knowing, then that's, you're clinging to every word with when you memorize the Bible. And that's what I think is so important about it. You cling to every word that's said, because sometimes like each word is important. So yeah, the I is involvement. Involvement.
I always forget the I.
Yeah. So like being involved in the local church ministries, or just serving in general, like serving your community, your school, your sport, whatever, being involved, because I think being involved, you have more opportunities to serve people. You're around more people, and the opportunity to spread the gospel is so much higher. So involvement, definitely huge. The T is tithing, which we talked about a little bit in our money podcast. We didn't get too much into it, but that's big too. You know, tithing is huge, and there's always debate about how much do you tithe, how much do you give back to the church. I don't know. I never thought there was a specific number. I know the scripture says like 10% of your income should go to God. I think regardless, right. The way I would look at my finances for the future is like, you know, budgeting for things, giving to back to God is number one, and make sure that you can be give back to God regardless of whatever budget you have. And then from there, all these other things follow behind it, because God is the first person you should be giving your paycheck back to, I think. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, yeah, I think it comes, you don't go through all your payments and then be like, oh, okay, now I'll give it to God. I'll give God like 10% after all my payments. Like, oh, I would have saved this much, but I'll give to God 10%. It's God first, like 10% of what you just brought home. Then it's hit those payments up.
Yeah.
Because is God not our number one priority?
Yeah.
Don't we want to show that in our earnings or money? Because isn't he the one that we're working for? And just a whole lot of things. And
and he'll provide. God will provide regardless, you know. Yeah, if you're giving to him, he will provide for you. He'll provide your basic needs. The final thing in habits is S, which is studying scripture. Are you studying the word on your own outside of Bible study, outside of church? Are you studying scripture? This is what Zach and I talked about. No matter what time of day it is, are you still devoting time, regardless of the morning or night, to studying scripture, to really sitting down free of distractions and getting into it? And then from there, where your memorization comes and all that, the rest of it.
And there's a reason. Like, you guys could listen to us all the time and be like, oh, this is my scripture, this is my scripture. No, this is not your scripture. Your scripture is when you are diving into the Bible, because you can listen to every pastor, go to every YouTube podcast, everything, and you can hear all those stuff, and you can hear their takes on things. But God puts things into your eyes and your ears and your head differently. So it's until you go and you understand it is when you are really growing. You might get motivated by pastors, podcasters, YouTubers, all that, but it's like you're supposed to motivate yourself and get into the Bible so God can speak to you.
Absolutely. This huge. Habits is huge. This acronym, we're going to post it out on Instagram so y'all can see it. But let's jump into some scripture while we still have, we're still rolling here. Let's do it. Zach, do you have any scripture that you want to turn to? You want to spit some truth?
Yeah, we can go. I was going to turn to Luke 16:13.
All right, everybody. Luke 16:13. Turning our Bibles.
Let me get there.
That great sound. Luke 16:13.
Yep.
Parable of the shrewd manager.
You're quicker than I am.
That's a good one. I never actually read that.
No?
I don't think for a while.
Luke 16:13. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or one be devoted to the one and desire the other. You cannot serve God and money.
Mm.
So that gets back, we kind of just talked about it in tithing, but you can't have two idols. You can't say, okay, God, I want the money and I want you. Like, so let me get the money and then let me come home from work and get some of you and then go back and get the money. You can't do that. There is no lukewarm. God does not want you to be lukewarm. He wants you go all the way this way or go all the way that way.
Yeah.
Pick one. Do not sit in the middle. He hates that more than if you would go and sit the opposite way than him. And I think that's what this verse is saying. It's saying, be devoted. Be devoted to one or the other. Be devoted to me. I hope you're devoted to me, but pick one.
Yeah, full devotion. Like, we're not talking about half-hearted stuff here. He's saying, no, you're either all in or you're not. There's no in-between. You can't be in-between with this because this is everything. But if you're all in, that's gonna branch out to every avenue of your life. And if you're not all in, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but you're not going to have a reward. Whereas all in for me, it's going to still going to be hard, but you're going to have a reward. There is light at the end of the tunnel through all this up and down. But yeah, that's a good one, man. Like, don't ever stop, you know. It's a long haul, but it's worth it. I think one for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I'm all the way back in 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament here. 2 Chronicles 31, where we look at King Hezekiah of Judah. King Hezekiah was a really good, I like using titan of faith, man. I don't know why I like that phrase.
I know, you said that the last podcast
titans
too.
Of faith. That just sounds
titans tough. Of faith.
Yeah.
It does sound tough.
King Hezekiah is one of them. He served God with his whole heart. His nation, the nation had fallen into idolatry, but he was there to reestablish this proper worship of God. And his devotion extended to his personal life. It talks about how faithful he was and this idea of wholehearted devotion. In 2 Chronicles 31:20, it says, this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah. Doing what was good and right and faithful before his Lord, his God, before the Lord his God, in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in the obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. And that's the verse I love so much. Like, even the king knew that he was not above God. He knew that I have to be all in for the king in heaven. You know, I have the opportunity. He had the opportunity to run after the money, to run after the fame, but he's like, we have to be all in for God. And he told his kingdom that you can't split between these idols. You got to be full force going towards him. And the last part there, it says, and so he prospered. He prospered because of his devotion. I love that. I love that verse a lot. I read that through my devotional one day. And it really stuck with me, like the idea that even a king can be that devoted. It was really cool.
Well, yeah, because who comes behind the king is the followers. Like, if a king, leader, the high up, if he's doing this, then you know it's going to trickle down. And, like, it's just a great example. That's why in the last podcast we talked about we don't know what the future holds. Maybe a president. Like, what if you become president and you're this great Jesus follower, and that's just going to be a huge example. But yeah, it talks in like 2 Timothy, I think the biggest one that we can be devoted to. And when people say the word devotion, you think of scripture all the time. And 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. I think we've used this a couple of times before. Mm-hmm. But all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in the righteousness, that the man of God may be contentment, equipped for every good work. God puts this, thank you, God puts this Bible in our lives to work in us, to equip us, to train us, to teach us. Yeah. And that's why it's the main devotion. Like when you think of devotion, it's the Bible. And yeah, we want to touch on what you're listening to, your worship music, and your seconds where you're praying. Like you want to be devoted there too. In everything, you want to be all in. But I think the Bible is a great place to start. And you're like, Zach, you say the Bible is a great place to start, but where's there a great place to start in the Bible? And I would say John. Yeah. I would open up your Bible and start in John. A lot of people say Genesis because, you know, why not start in the beginning? Uh-huh. Like the first three words, in the beginning. But guess what? In John, it talks about, wait, let me see if I, let me turn to John real quickly. This is just going to fluff my joke, but it's very unnecessary. But the first three words, John 1:1, in the beginning. So there's two beginnings there. And it's just more understandable. You get to hear stories. You just get into it more. You get to hear about God.
Jesus. Yeah. And it's cool how John did that. And I'm sure I would love to like look at how he went about writing this and all the stuff that like bounced through his head. Like, how in the world do I start a book about Jesus? Like, how do I even do that, man?
True.
How does that start? And he's like, well, maybe I start in his birth. That sounds good. I'll start in David. David was in his line. I'll start. Maybe Abraham. And he goes all the way back to the beginning. He's like,
right,
gotta start at the beginning with Jesus. So and I agree with you totally. Like, John is a great place to start because of those reasons, because it introduces the word and introduces that 2 Timothy scripture. Like, all of this scripture is God-breathed. All of it is God. And we just fall in love with it. You gotta fall in love with it. It's not boring. It's not long. Like, oh, it is long. But it's exciting, man. It's true. It's the truth. Really, really
cool it stuff. Is. And you might, and it's universal and it's never ending.
Yeah.
Like, you'll learn something. You can read one verse a year later and it means something totally different, teaches you something totally different, and you're like, whoa, like, did not see that the first time.
What other book can do that, man?
Yeah, and what other book like is set up like this?
Yeah.
Like, where you read, it's a verse, like, it's so impactful that they have to have a chapter, they have to have a book, and then they have to have a chapter, and then they have to have a verse for everything, just so you can find everything. For books, you're like, it's on page 283, and it's maybe the third line down. But like, my Bible, I do not have the exact same Bible as you, Jack, and I can say, yo, turn to John 1:3-5, or 1 through 3 through 5, whatever, and you can know what I'm talking about. It's cool how the Bible is just set up.
And I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, but like, the fact that there are so many different versions of the Bible shows that like people's hearts were impacted by it in different ways, and we felt the need to, each verse is this, it means the same thing but worded differently in some versions, because there's different things that people touch on that they felt like God impacted them so much, like, I gotta touch on that a little bit more than this version. Even the disciples did that, dude. Like, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're the same books. They're just written differently because the disciples had their own stories about Jesus. But through and through, they're like, this is true. He did this. And there's four accounts of him doing these things. But I'm just going to say it a little bit differently than you. And that's just the disciples' like personalities, I think, shining through these books. Like, we're reading words that dudes wrote in caves 2,000 years ago while they were hiding out. Isn't that crazy? Like, how can you not fall in love with that? That what these guys did to get these words, that's crazy. Man. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I think that's a good place to shut her down.
Yeah, this week. I was going to say, that's all I had.
Wow. Man, thank you guys for listening this week. When we talked about devotion, I'll leave you with a question. We gave you some ways, things that we've learned growing up, how we can be fully devoted followers of Christ. But what is keeping you back from those things that can get you to God? What hinders you from living for Him? Write those out and turn back to them a lot as you continue on your walk and as you continue to hit these habits. Tell us what are some things that hinder you and reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Rate and review us. Send us a voice message on Anchor, all that business. Follow us on Instagram. Continue listening on wherever you get your podcast. But thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.